Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast.
Welcome.
I am your host, Caitlin.
And I am also your host, Bruno.
So, bitch, let's talk about it. How's your day been?
Honestly, not bad. Well, actually, it was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. I had, like...
We're truce here. What was your day like?
Girl, I was supposed to go to the gym. Here's the thing. I love routine. I have to have routine or I'm not going to function.
Yeah.
And I've been off my routine. That's how you know I'm spiraling.
Yes.
And I'm someone that needs to be organized with my actions and my time.
Period.
Like, and if anything does not go according to my plans, like, I just spiral out of control. And I've been spiraling for a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to go to the gym because I usually wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to go today. And then I hooked up with some guy. Turns out he was coked out at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, this is not...
Not good energy.
This is a red flag.
Not good energy.
Yeah, so then he left. I was like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym now, so I'm just going to smoke a blunt. So I smoked a blunt, and then I ate chips and salsa for breakfast. Perfect. And I made 3 English muffins with breakfast.
Oh my god, yes. Okay.
And then I went to work, and I was like, fuck, I'm like crashing. So I popped 2 caffeine pills.
I'm so done. What is happening?
And then I got sexually assaulted at work twice.
Oh my god, I knew he was unhinged, but I didn't know he was this unhinged.
This was
I haven't heard about caffeine pills in a while.
Yeah, it used to be ephedrine.
Oh my god.
Just fucking crazy. Just a crackhead.
Okay, well, since it's work, we're not going to go into the sexual assault stuff. I heard the story, but we won't talk about it on here. Maybe one day, but not today. Yeah. But how was I? I was good. Honestly, it's been a good day in terms of me, but I was like, I had therapy today,
mm-hmm.
and then I went back to bed.
How was therapy?
Therapy was good. Honestly, I was telling her how lonely I felt.
Mm-hmm. I love therapy. I am a, what's it called?
An
advocate.
Yeah, a therapy advocate.
I think everyone should have therapy, even if you don't have a problem. It's just good to, like, yeah, sometimes.
And I think, like, you need to go in it with a very, very open mind, mm-hmm. and, like, realize they're not there to fix you.
Mm-mm.
They're there to work out. They're basically, like, a mirror. Like, you're talking to a mirror.
They're there to kind of, like, guide you in a way to, like, so you see your fault and, like, the issues at hand.
Yeah, or, like, kind of, like...
Because people, like... People usually think, like, oh, I don't want to sit there on a counter and be like, and listen to them say, like, well, how do you feel? But, like, when they ask you how you feel, it's not to blah, blah, blah. And then they just kind of do it to kind of, like, so you can self-reflect on your actual, like, issues at hand.
Yeah, I feel like for me, like, the one thing that I wanted was reassurance. Because I'm in social work. Like, I'm in school for social work.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just because I know what it's meant to do or what we as professionals are meant to do for people.
Right.
We're not there to, like, actually fix a problem or whatever. It's just support. So I went into therapy thinking, like, I need support. I need reassurance to know, mm-hmm. I'm not crazy. If anything, I needed validation because I knew exactly, like, where in my life triggered certain things, but I need to know for sure from a professional,
mm-hmm.
other than myself, like, where I'm like, yeah, I'm aware these things exist. But I needed somebody else to tell me that. Right. I was feeling the things I was feeling. But anyways.
I went into it because I didn't want to kill myself.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, one too many attempts.
Yeah, Yeah, and some people are so scared of it, but I feel like...
It like, saved my life.
Yeah.
Honestly, sometimes my therapist, like, when I first... I've had a few. They were always like, honestly, Bruno, some days when you came in, I didn't know if you were going to make it. I was like, damn, girl, like, shit. Was I that bad?
Period.
But honestly, though, like, therapy helps.
Yeah, and it makes you, like, for what people don't know about therapy, it's basically they're using most of the time CBD, which is, mm-hmm. or CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, where they're just trying to trick your mind into better thinking.
Yep.
And that's what mostly life is like, you're just trying to redirect all the negative things and make it more positive.
Honestly,
for you.
If you, like, feed your brain shit, like, negative shit, mm-hmm. you're, like...
You're manifesting it. You're affirming
if
that
if you're, like, oh, I'm so stupid, like, you're gonna literally...
You're gonna be stupid. You're gonna attract stupid things, like, well, I'm stupid, so I'm not gonna do my homework. Stuff like that. But then if you're, like, I'm smart, you're gonna do those positive things to be smart.
Yeah.
I recognize that way too late in life, but it's fine.
It's so true.
Like, I was so negative about myself when I was younger.
I think we all were.
Yeah, like, just, like, I am stupid. Like, no, but our grade was really dumb. Like, we...
Girl, I failed essentials math with, like, a 48. I had to do course completion essentials. Yeah, but, I think me and numbers just don't work.
No, but you know what? It was our entire grade. Like, everyone else cared about, like, I feel like every other age group, because I coached and stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone cared about being an honor roll, but, like, our group of friends, our group of Frenchies...
Was it just the French kids?
Nobody gave a flying F. The only people I remember that cared were, like, Nolan, Kennedy...
Emil.
Michael, Emil, and, like, Sierra Caitlin. Ives and Caitlin Garlick.
Yeah.
Everyone else was kind of like, we'll make it.
I think we were just, like,
vibing.
We were vibing, and we just were hood rats, honestly.
Yeah, like, we cared too much about, like, the moment.
Yeah.
The moment was
everything.
Even
then, like, God, I was so stupid in high school. I was a bully.
Yeah, I was a bully. I was too distracted with, like, boys.
I was like, life is a movie and I'm the main star.
Yeah, I'm the main character and I'm going to find my Prince Charming and never did. I found a whole bunch of toxicity instead.
Now we're listening to Cinderella by the Cheetah Girls.
my own dream. But for real, like, oh, God. But, yeah, we spent a lot of time... messing with teachers instead of listening to teachers.
Oh my God, don't get me started. That's another topic. That's another topic for another day.
This
high school experience.
But yeah, so that's how we're doing. So I was telling my therapist I was lonely. I was like, no one understands me, blah, blah, blah. Normal shit. And then I had a good day. So I went I went grocery shopping because I lost 4 pounds this week.
Period.
I was like, I'm not going to go into it cold turkey. I was like, self-awareness was one.
Mm-hmm.
Was kind of like, okay, like, I was eating the same things all throughout the week.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, but, like, portion if I just control. Don't finish this,
yeah.
I could save a few calories because I'm not as hungry as I think, yeah, you know?
Honestly.
I stopped. I only picked up pop this year because, remember, I was an iced tea hoe my whole life. I hated pop.
Really?
I don't know if you knew that about me, but it's a random thing. Like, I always just loved water and, like, maybe juice, but, like, barely ever. Like, I'm a water human.
Yeah.
And then, like, throughout the year, I was just like, let me just have some Dr. Pepper at work. And it, like, turned into, like, an addiction. Yep. And I couldn't stop. But...
That's been me. I've been type 2 diabetes, girl.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm probably going to get type 2 diabetes.
I'm so done. Stop it.
I love candy. I love sugar. I love all that shit. Like, pop? Oh, my God. Grade 10. Remember grade 10? First grade 9, I would drink Sunny D every single day until it spilled in my backpack and it stained all my homework. And I was like, no more Sunny D. I'm sick of it. Then it was 7-Up. I would have a can of 7-Up every single day for the whole year of grade 11. Then it was Simply Lemonade. I think it went back to, like, 7-Up again in grade 12.
Yeah, it was always 7-Up. I just remember 7-Up.
I was at a can a day.
Yeah, you just love the... Like, everyone else loves juice. I don't know. I just, like, always loved water.
I love juice.
Like, I couldn't get... Like, I couldn't not have water with me. But, yeah, so that was... And then I went to Superstore. It's a full moon today, so write your manifestations, bitch.
Put that moon water out. I have to do that.
You know what? Ironically, this is exactly kind of what we're talking about today, mm-hmm. or where the episode's going. So I wrote all my full moon manifestations.
Period.
Because you're supposed to, allegedly, there's a book called The Power Wish. It's by, I don't know what her name is. But Clarissa recommended it to the girls in Winnipeg, and it fucking sold out on Amazon, blah, blah, blah.
Shit.
Yeah, that girl has power.
Honestly, though, like, I remember one time I literally, like, wrote when I first started getting to, like, manifestations, like, because you know who anyway, they were like, yeah, you gotta, like, put it in the moon water, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, whatever, let me just do it. And I, like, I wrote some manifestations, and then everything that I wrote out came true.
Yes.
I got a new car. I got more clientele at work.
Period.
I, like, moved out.
Period.
I was like, damn, now that I think about it.
Yeah, like, those, yeah, and it's crazy because, like, when you look back, you're like, well, like, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. And, again, like, I'm not set, like, I work really hard, so, like, I remember the only thing that really, really stuck out to me was this lounge, like, working in the lounge,
because mm-hmm.
before, prior to COVID, I would have, I feel like I would have never been in the lounge.
Right.
But I remember, like, manifesting it, and then it happened, and I was like, whoop.
I'm like a master manifester sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I feel like manifestation can be any time.
Yep.
Like, it could be a quick manifestation where you're just, like, it's crazy what you can pull. Like, I remember Kennedy McConnell was the first one to, like, get me on it. And it was something so small because I complained about parking downtown.
She's such a witch.
I complained about parking downtown, and she was like, if you picture the parking spot, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Kennedy, motherfucking McConnell. Shut the hell up.
I love her.
But I started doing it, and then I always got a parking spot, and I always get my parking spot. So I feel like manifestations work in such crazy ways.
Honestly, though.
And they've helped.
Don't look at my toes, girl. I was like, don't look at my toes.
The toes are out, but it's fine.
Let me put my sock back on. I saw you looking.
Like, why got his toes out?
I fidget.
That's fine. But yeah, so Kennedy was the first person to get me on it. And then I think I just started manifesting little things. Like, I don't even know. I don't remember where I started. I don't really care right now. That's a whole nother story for another time. But today I wrote down my manifestations because I have some newer goals. Like, I want to get healthier. I do want to... I've honestly been good with money this past year, and I want to continue being good with money because, you know, money is money.
Yeah.
And then I manifested a trip to Vancouver in June. So, nice. Yeah. And, oh, my God. You know what happened on Saturday? So, like, me and my friend Tyson, shout out to Tyson, we close all the time, and like, we were at a point on the Friday night where we were just like, oh my God, we're exhausted. And I can tell both of our energy was just like not it. Like, he was negative, I was negative, and I was like, we're not doing this tomorrow. We're gonna show up, we're gonna have a new day tomorrow. I'm manifesting it for us. We're gonna make a lot of money, because it was like, I think we had the Jets game and then we had UFC right after. So like, it was gonna be like a busy day, and I'm like, hey, no, we're not gonna show up half-ass. We're gonna show up. I'm gonna look good. Tyson just, boys, show up. So like, I was like, I'm gonna look good, we're gonna have a good freaking day. And guess what happened?
Yo, it came true.
It came through. So I walked out with like $200 that day. So that's one, we made money. Two, I got free tickets to the Jets game.
Oh yeah, I saw you went.
Yeah, so then somebody just said, do you want tickets? And I was like, oh my God, Tyson, this is our day. I shit you not, someone at the bar top offered him tickets too. So not only did I manifest for me to get a good thing, but I manifested him, and we got the same manifestation where we both got to go to the game.
Oh my God, yeah, that's sick.
It's sick. And then to top it off, the one that really kind of just like got me to at the very end was because Tyson's in real estate, so he's like a new, he's still new at it, so he's trying to get like leads, whatever. And this regular came in, and I've had a sitch. I'm not a print. Like, I had a feeling that he had a crush on me.
Okay.
Like, I just feel like he was, like, attracted to me.
The vibe was there, yeah.
The vibe was there. And then the last time I saw him was Festival, like, at Festival. And we, like, locked eyes. But I was like, I'm going to pretend I don't know you. And then he came in the next day. And then he asked if I was, like, if we went to Festival.
Yeah.
I was like, I know what you're doing. Anyway, so he came in that night. And he decided to talk to us that day. Like, usually he's just silent, or, like, we serve him, whatever. And he decided to talk to us. He's like, hey, guys, I could tell you guys we're, like, here for a bit. So, like, should I buy this house on Manitoba? And we're like, first of all, no.
You're going to get stabbed.
Yeah. And then he was like, I'm just sick of renting properties and I want to buy. And me and Tyson were like, he's a real estate agent. After that, like, we kind of, like, flirted. I introduced myself. I was like, sorry, what was your name? I'm Caitlin, by the way. And he's like,
girl,
I'm Beep. You know, said his name, and he was all like, I kind of explained his smile, like his like face lit up, and I was like, no one's ever like lit up like that. So then after he left, I was like, Tyson, like, I don't know if I'm crazy, but I think he has a crush on me. And Tyson was like, I think he has a crush on you too. And I was like, okay.
Oh God.
So now we're just like waiting for part two, because
manifested.
Like, he's gonna come in this week, so I'll let you know how that goes. But I manifested that day for us, and I feel like it was just like insane how it all just like worked out.
I'm really good at manifesting clients. Like, if I have, like, four clients, what I do, like, so, for example, if I have four clients and I want a fifth client, I'm going to put five towels in a towel warmer. I'm like, I'm going to get a fifth client.
Yes, that's exactly, yes.
Yeah. Or, here's a trick, Caitlin.
Yes, I'll do that with, like, garnish.
Yeah.
Like, I'll, like, have, like, you know, I'll cut stuff off. I'll be like, we're going to have this many customers, and I'm going to go through this entire thing.
Let me see where's
mine. Or I'll, like, look at a $100 bill, and I'm like, I'm taking this $100 bill home tonight. And I will take it home every time.
I found it. Get you a bay leaf.
I'm so dead.
Write the word money on it and put it in your wallet.
Okay.
I didn't ask for all these tips, girl. What is this? Girl. What do we got here? We got $55 in tips.
I'm dead.
I didn't ask for these tips. I said thank you.
Thank you. Keep that in there.
The money comes rolling in.
Perm.
I'm really good at like manifesting. You know, like it's I'm good at manifesting people. Like, for example, I will think of a person and then they're like, they text me and I'm like,
I'm so good at I was so good at manifesting my ex.
Same.
It's so bad. Negative manifestations that we shouldn't have, but I was so good at it. I was like, he's going to text me today.
I'm going to still do it.
I'm like, he's going to text me today. He's going to show up today. Like,
he's so in love with me. It's like, I mean, clearly, yes. Like, who wouldn't be in love with me?
Yeah, and I still do that, and, yep. You know, it's still working. You bet. You should stop. But,
yeah, because, like, if I don't handle rejection well, and if it doesn't come with, I'm doing drive-bys, and I'm saying, hey!
Oh, my God. No, he will. We've done drive-bys.
I have a thing of, like, I just want to see that you're home. So, yes. Like, sometimes it'll be 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm at Caitlin's house, and I'm like, hey! Yes. I'm sending pictures of myself in front of her house.
Oh, my God. What is that, the meme? It's a video, and they're like, hey, and it's, like, awkwardly silent.
You know what doing?
Yes, that's the one. That's the one we're doing.
They were invited to they went to the party, but they weren't invited.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
How y'all doing?
That's you. But no, like, Bruno's always welcome near me, anywhere, whatever time he wants.
I just invite myself.
Yeah, but it was funny because there was that, like, little stretch of time where, like, I didn't know you were doing it for so long. And you were just like, I do this all the time. And I'm like, bitch, I could let you in. Like, what the fuck?
You have my location. Sometimes I just do, like, I just keep people's location. So I guess we're just going to talk about manifestation instead of astrology. Since we've talked about it for, like, 40 minutes already.
Yeah, per. What else have we, like, I don't know. Like,
here is my take on manifestations.
You have to believe it.
You have to believe it. Like, honestly, I believe manifestation is, like, if you believe in God or whatever, or like if you're a witch, it's all kind of the same thing.
It's prayer.
It's prayer. It's like speaking to existence. It's like saying your, what's the word? Not prayers, but
I don't know, but like
rituals, I guess.
Yeah, like I think it's like, again, it's a form of prayer. I think it's what's the word for it? It's like in science, it's the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And like if you think about it, like
it's the law, I guess.
Yeah, for if you want to think of it in a non-spiritual way, like if you're constantly thinking about something, you're only going to pay attention to those things. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm constantly depressed, I'm always going to look at the sad things in life. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to look at a rose and be like sad,
attracted to it.
Yeah, oh, so you got to switch your mind. You got to force your mind into
positive
things. Yeah.
I'm so bad for that. I live in depression, girl. Yeah. Like, the darkness is my hello, darkness. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I am a typical Scorpio. I am broody. And yeah,
it's so bad for me. And I can see you do it.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I like sitting in the dark. I like watching horror movies for fun. I, like, I'm a witch.
Like, I mean, I like dark things, but you're, again, pessimistic. Bruno's pessimistic.
I am.
I'm optimistic. Like, even though I'm depressed, sad girl, I'm like, I believe in, like, everything's gonna work out. Mm-hmm. Bruno's like,
I'm depressed, sad boy. I'm like, I'm gonna listen to Lana Del Rey because I'm just like, she just feels me, you know? Like,
yeah.
Pretty when you cry? Like, I sure am.
Period. I ugly cry all the time.
Girl, I'm just like, I'm so bad. That's like, I'm for sure, I'm trying to change my thought process.
It's hard though.
It is. Like
it's hard when you're Bruno. That's for sure.
Like I'm just like, ugh, I always thought like this ever since I was a kid. Childhood. Anyway, so a thing that I've done now is like in my mirror, I have a mirror like this. I put sticky notes all around it with like positive affirmations.
I've seen them. It's cute. Right. It's cute.
My mom was in my, like, she's been in my apartment so many times. She saw it for the first time like 3 days ago. I'm like, Mom, you've been here for like 2 months.
Oh.
And you've never noticed it. My mirror is big.
Yeah, like, it's hard to miss because it's all over your mirror.
Exactly. I'm like, Mom.
Did she cry?
No, she's like, what is this?
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay.
I'm so dead. But that is a very, I think Kendall Jenner talks about it with her podcast with, probably. What's his face with Jay Shetty? Like, I think she had to force herself to write these things in the mirror.
Also,
until she believed it.
Yeah, I have a picture of me as a child, like as a baby.
Yes, that's a
in front of my big ass mirror that I have in my living room. Yes. It's so nice. I love that mirror.
That's a big one though, but like it's that's the one she talks about too. Yeah, yeah. Is putting your baby picture somewhere all the time and kind of living for that.
I told her to my therapist, she's like, wow, I wish people like did the healing that you do. And I'm like, yeah, thank you.
That's what my therapist said too. Mm. She's like, you're like really resilient and strong. And I'm like,
that's one thing. Yeah, you are resilient.
Yeah, I think I'm like, I am too. I don't want to be.
I've been.
But you too. Like, it's just like, we don't want to be. Like,
yeah, I'm
like,
tired.
It's cute, but we're tired.
It's like, God, please don't put me as a warrior. I'm sick of it. Like, can I be on call at least?
Literally. Like, come on. Like, let us be submissive losers and just, like,
oh, I can't.
Have someone take care of us.
I have so much pride, though.
I know. Me too. Like, I've done pretty good with my pride lately. I can't lie.
I'm a Scorpio sun with a Leo rising.
It's a value to me. Yeah. It's a value to not.
I will never back down.
I will back down nowadays.
Even when I'm wrong, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I have to like really be shown that I'm wrong, and I'm like, okay, fine, I'm wrong.
That's fair. I used to be that way. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't want to be that way because someone in my life is like that, and I don't like it about them.
Period. Me too.
Yeah. Per.
That was a wake up call. I was like, damn, I'm really ending up like.
That's what I was. That's the call, yeah, and I was like, nope, we're not gonna be that.
And like, I literally like they were like, you're exactly.
Yeah,
and I was like, and it took me stepping back,
yeah,
and like being like, oh my god, you're right, I'm doing everything that he's done that
yeah.
I hate,
yeah,
and I'm going down a hill, and I was yeah. like, fuck,
and I'm that. Like, I can take a step and I can change to not turn into all the things.
It's there, harder for me for sure.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm not empathetic, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't.
The thing is, your dad's different than mine, where my dad, like, I have things that I can grasp onto where I'm like, he's a good human and he's been there. You have more of a reason to, like, he's an asshole.
Resentment. Yeah, to resent. Just resent. It's just trauma.
Yeah. But your dad's, like, extra. Like,
he is.
I like to compare him to my homeless uncle.
The man is a ticking time bomb. Like, the man is a ticking time bomb.
Literally.
That's
one.
Another story for another.
That's
life.
Another
Daddy
story
issues,
for another
period.
Time. What did a manifestation unlock anything else for you? For me, it was tarot cards.
I think, well, not really. Like, I think I'm just going through my spiritual journey.
That's fair. But I feel like also the tarot cards came at a random time for me. Because, like, it was amongst manifestation and stuff, but, like, I literally was going through something with my ex, and I was on YouTube. I never watched this stuff before, but a tarot reading came up, and I was just like, why is this on my page? And it said, like, Libra and everything, or, like, you know, that kind of thing, and I was like, I'm gonna click it. And I clicked it, and then I went through, like, a whole of it, like, just kind of, like, well, this was meant for me, and it was annoying. And then, yeah, I ended up getting my own tarot deck because I was sick of YouTube. So, yeah. Like, you know, at that point, the algorithm kicks in and you don't know what's real and what's not.
Exactly. I'm, like, I've always been a believer of, like, that stuff. But, like, I've always, like, a part of me wants to believe it, but I've always been, like, skeptical. I'm like, show me the proof.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see a ghost. Then I'll believe the ghost is real.
I don't want to see
like,
a ghost.
Now I'm like, okay, yeah, like, ghosts are probably real, like. Even if I don't see it, like, there's spirits and shit. Blah, blah, blah. But even with, like, manifestations, I never really
believed it till it happened.
Till it happened.
Till it started happening.
And then it just, like, you see the signs everywhere after. It's like, okay, like, you just have to kind of open your eye to it.
Yes, you have to, again, you have to fully believe in it. Any ounce of doubt will stop your manifestation. Mm-hmm. It'll stop anything from coming to you. Literally, as long as you're fully in self-belief that thing is gonna happen, it'll happen.
Be delusional.
That's what The Secret is about.
Delusional.
That's what about.
That's a good way. Well,
like, you know, the iconic book, The Secret. It's funny because everyone will laugh at that book because, like, anyone that I know that's.
Did you watch the video? It was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was on Netflix, but it's like a book first, and everyone laughs because it's their first, like, self-help book, a lot of people say. And I remember Brie was telling me, but it's literally like the introduction of manifestation, I feel. Mm-hmm. But a lot of more successful people that read books further kind of laugh at that one because they're just like, it's such an intro to life, like, it is kind of, like, big, and it's not that much of a secret.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the first one everyone reads for some reason, and it's the one that unlocks, like, the secret for everyone. It's not really a secret. It's just manifesting. It's not a secret.
It's literally just manifesting.
It's believing. It's putting, like, what did he say he put in? Like, he put...
I didn't read the book.
Oh, that's fair. I didn't read the book either.
Because I watched the movie either. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, I, like, saw scenes with my ex, and he was, like, super into it, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really, like, cheesy and, like, whatever. Yeah. But, again, like, there's a reason why millionaires are all saying the same thing.
There's a reason why, like, the Olympic team of the States, they, like, in America, they will be, like... You have to visualize yourself winning these things.
Yeah.
And, like, pro athletes do the exact same thing. And it, like, they're pro athletes and they're winning their shit. Like, yes, come on.
Exactly. And, again, it comes with, like, self-work and all of that. Yeah. But I truly believe, like, sometimes there's, like, an upset or, like, you know, this or that because there's one person that believes or sees it harder than the other team does or whatever.
Exactly.
But yeah, so, all right. So to end off the podcast, we kind of wanted to do this thing where how do you implement this stuff, right? Like, even if it's the bare minimum, where if you don't believe in it, how can you use these things into everyday practice?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I believe through, like, light manifestation and through affirmations.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was the key to really being my true self is, like, I feel like in high school, we always had the affirmation that we were bad bitches. And I think that's why we radiated that energy. Yep.
I was the baddest bitch. You could not tell me anything.
You could not tell me less than because I was.
Because, like, honestly, like, I still have self-doubt all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, you cannot crack. I mean, you saw through the crack, girl. You saw.
You could not tell, like... We can tell ourselves things and we can put ourselves down, but not one bitch could tell us that we're less than. Yeah. Like, yeah, there was no room for that. So I feel like in every day, like, affirmations are a huge thing. Like, you really got to believe you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Look in the mirror.
Yeah, you really got to believe you is smart. You is beautiful.
You're the baddest bitch.
What's the one from The Help? You are
He was kind.
He was kind.
He was something.
You patient. You was important.
I cried. Ugh.
That was, like, you know, those affirmations matter. Yeah. And then when you're manifesting, like, you just got to believe you're going to reach your goals. Like, you got to believe fully, like, I'm going to lose that weight in, like, 5 months, or, like, say I'm going to lose 5 pounds. You got to believe you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to keep grasping onto the I'm going to lose it. Because then you're going to then attract all the good things that you need to achieve that goal.
I would close mine off with whatever you speak into existence is going to happen.
Oh, yes.
Like, even if you don't, say it out loud, if you're thinking that, like, you're dumb or you're stupid or, like, you're worthless.
That is number one in the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, I know I'm cute and I say it all the time. I'm like, I'm so grateful to be cute. I'm so grateful to have the best looks ever. I'm so grateful to be the baddest bitch ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, honestly, like, you are what you speak into existence.
Yeah, and again, like, it comes with other people, too. Like, if you're speaking negatively about people, like, it's going to go negative for you, too. Like, you're kind of just projecting or whatever. So, yeah, like, you speak, be impeccable with your word.
Be impeccable with your words. Work.
With that being said, do you have anything else to say today?
Be mindful with how you with your thoughts and your words. Is what I
said. Exactly. Like, that is the biggest thing. Like, I feel like...
Have that confidence. Look at yourself and be like, I am the baddest bitch. You can't tell me nothing.
Sometimes even with depression, like, I remember when you were in depression.
Girl, you know what I do?
What?
So, this is very cringy, but, like, when I'm depressed and I'm having my breakdowns, the pictures of me crying, I take pictures of myself sobbing.
Yeah, same.
And then... I literally look at it the next day. I'm like, why was I crying? I look so ugly. And I'm like, I'm too cute for this. And
I also record myself. Yeah.
So I'll laugh it off and be like, okay, it wasn't that big of a deal.
That's fair. That is fair. That's okay. Okay, that's fair. I just remember, like, when you were really, really depressed. Like, this was post-hospitalization and everything.
Ooh, yep.
I used to text him every night because I was like, I knew he didn't have the power to tell himself good things. And I forgot, like, how much I was there for you during those times because we weren't close yet. Yeah. But I remember being...
We were, but we weren't, yeah.
Like, we were, but we weren't, yeah. Mm. Like, I still feel like you were closer with your DMCI friends then. Mm. So I remember, like, I texted him every night because I'm like, what if he doesn't remember to, like, remember these things mm-hmm. or whatever. But I just remember, like, that being important for me to be able to, like, do that for you. Because I was like, what if no one's telling him this or, like, whatever. Like, I used to think, like, what is he telling himself that he wants to be done so bad?
I sure did.
Yeah, and I was just like, how do I, like, stop these negative thoughts?
You
and
better don't look at me, Caitlin.
But that's literally what I would do. And he's like, I'm listening to Sam Smith. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. But, yeah, so I think be kind, be mindful to, like, what you're saying to yourself, to other mm-hmm. people, because I think it matters. Mm-hmm. Period.
Work.
Anyways, we will see you guys in the next podcast. In the next episode,
I love you. Know.
I love you.
My mom always says, live life to the fullest because you never know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Yes.
So that's going to be my quote for today.
Okay. I'm going to give them affirmations.
Okay.
Do
you have the I Am app?
I do. I'm get telling you, y'all. I think I told you about the I Am. No?
I don't know. No, my therapist did.
She interesting. Like, you could really tell we have ADHD in this podcast. I can't lie.
I know. I forgot what the first topic was. I was looking at those chips, girl.
Yeah, I know. Damn. Like, those chips, but we would be, like, crunching on this podcast.
That's a big, yeah, it's a like, big-ass bag, too. Not.
But anyways, again, thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, bitch, let's talk about it. Like, let's this is every week, hopefully every week, maybe even twice a week.
Oh.
We don't know where we're going with this, but, you know, this is a really good episode, too, so.
I think so.
Shout out, oh my God, I saw Alexis the other day. I'm going to shout out Alexis today.
Shout out Alexis Rodriguez.
Because I saw her she came to visit me at work the other day.
Oh my God.
Extra shit, but yeah. Shout out to Alexis Rodriguez, anyways.
Shout out to Alexis Rodriguez.
But
she's a moon in Libra.
Of course.